Blog Talk Radio.
I'm standing on a rooftop looking out over London. Off to my left, far away in the distance, I can see just that faint, red, angry snap of anti-aircraft bursts against this steel-blue sky. About 5 minutes ago, the guns in the immediate vicinity were working. I was up here earlier this afternoon and looking out over these housetops, looking all the way to the dome of St. Paul's. I saw many flags flying from staffs. No one ordered these people to put out the flags. They simply feel like flying the Union Jack above their roofs. No one told them to do it, and no flag up there was white.
Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few. I hope, indeed I pray, that we shall not be found unworthy of our victory if after toil and tribulation it is granted to us. For the rest, we have to gain the victory. That is our task. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its commonwealths last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
We shall not fail or falter. We shall not weaken or tire. Neither the sudden shock of battle nor the long-drawn trials of vigilance and exertion will wear us down. Give us the tools, and we will finish the job.
We shall go on to the end. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength. We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
I'm out on my own, walking these streets. Look at the things that I meet. I feel like I want to go home. What do I feel? What do I know? But I still believe.
Your eyes not open? Do you not see the injustice that's being woven? Does your mind not despair when innocents are jailed? Do you not see what I see when my eyes feel impaled? When justice is not served equally among all. Do you not tremble with anger, wishing the system to fall? When the social contract is broken, the authorities we cannot trust, What should we do? I don't know. But it's something we must. Should we learn our lessons and not make a fuss? Should we point and throw rocks at Tommy and just be glad it's not us? Do you feel what I feel? This great weight of mine. Cries from past generations reverberating through time. Great men who stood up and sacrificed their all, their comforts, their family, their lives, for us they did fall. I hear them crying out, and I'm ashamed of what we've become. These giants whose shoulders we stand on, and of whom we are the sons. Stand up and fight, they say from their grave. Give your all for Queen and country. Give what we gave. I ask again, are you awake? Are your eyes open? Do you see this injustice that's just been proven? How angry are you? What are you prepared to do? Or will you wait and only speak up when it affects you? Are you awake? Are your eyes not open? I tremble with anger, wishing the system to fall. Do you feel what I feel? And I'm ashamed of what we've become. Stand up and fight. Stand up and fight.
Wow. Is that powerful or what, guys? Yeah. We decided to play that just after the intro of the show this evening. Very, very powerful. Anyway, good evening and welcome to the English Defence League radio show, broadcasting live on blogtalkradio.com. The English Defence League radio show, the truth and the voice of the EDL. Tonight, the show title is English Defence League Radio Show, Belmarsh Prison Demo and Debriefing. Welcome to the English Defence League Radio Show with your host, Jeb Spider Mitchell, and Dave Agador Milner is my panellist for this evening. Janet Tornado Rennie will join us when she's able. Tonight we'll be debriefing at the demonstration held yesterday at HMB Belmarsh, the high security lockup where a political prisoner, Mr. Tommy Robinson, is currently being illegally held. Let the cowards in power know that we will carry on Tommy's good works. No surrender ever. All that is necessary for evil to prevail. Tommy Robinson updated details at news. It's http://www.cr.news. All that's necessary for evil to prevail is that good men do nothing. That was by the late, great Edmund Burke. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that, of course, was by the late, great President John F. Kennedy. Without further ado, let me pass it to my colleague and my panellist and my wingman tonight, Mr. Dave Agador Milner. Good afternoon, good evening, Dave. I hope you are well.
Good evening to you, Jeff, and good evening to everybody in the UK, and a good afternoon to everybody in the States, and hello to everyone else around the world, and of course, off Earth. Yes, we've got quite a show today, Jeff. We did want to start with that poem. I'll tell you guys that I almost made an opening out of that, but it's getting to the point where I want to make an opening out of everything, but still, you may hear that as an opening in future. But one of the things I want to say, Jeff, before read off a little bit of information out of the script, which we will have until just a bit before Tommy Robinson is released, is one of the things that struck me in that poem was talking about how people don't rise up and say anything or do anything because what's going on doesn't immediately affect them. And there was an interview that Tommy Robinson had with a Scottish gentleman on his show not too long ago, and that guy was saying almost the same thing. He said, "Well, I'm not seeing those things that you're talking about." And it again reminded me of something that a friend of mine over here in the States said. When I was during the Obama administration, when I was talking about all the skullduggery going on back then, he said, "Well, I'm not saying anything about it particularly because it doesn't affect me." Well, the fact is, people, that whatever it is, it affects you sooner or later. It gets to you. History shows us this. I mean, in the context of today's program, right now it's Tommy Robinson. But tomorrow it could be you. I mean, there have already been numerous examples of people on the left who have put one toe wrong out of their lane and had it chopped off and had to spend like half a year apologizing in order to be allowed back in their own lefty community. This is the tyranny that is going to affect everybody. All right? And that's the reason for the poem. That's the reason that people want to do things and for people to stand up and tell the truth, because this will get around to you. Even if you're on the left and you hate Tommy Robinson's guts, don't think that this won't come around to you, because every time in history that something like this has been started, doesn't matter, Soviet Russia, Nazi Germany, Communist China, every time something like this gets started, it always comes back around to affect everybody. And oftentimes it's nasty. Am I right, Jeff?
You certainly are, Dave. That is true words spoke there, because that's how it is. See, a lot of them live in total denial, or they don't really care. You know, if you look at the left side of things, who most of them want total anarchy. They don't want to be governed by anybody, but they don't seem to realise that they want their freedoms to do this and do that. They mm-hmm. are pretty stupid people, because all what is happening at the moment is their so-called freedoms will be taken away from them as well. What, they just think it's going to mm-hmm. affect people that speak out against these things? Do they think it's not going to affect them, because it affects everybody? But they don't seem to understand that, or they're just too stupid to understand. Once they start attacking your freedoms and taking your freedom away, you know, throwing journalists in prison of trumped up charges,
mm-hmm.
Then your time of freedom and hoping that you'll be able to achieve something with your left wing thinking those days will come to an end because it won't be like that whatsoever. That's just your dream. Your dream won't ever come true. It's people like ourselves who stand, speak out against it. We're the ones that suffer all the crap that's thrown at us from you, your side,
mm-hmm.
and every side. But we still stand our ground because it's the right thing to do. It's definitely the right thing. It's a righteous thing to do. But as I say, these people are like the ostriches, living with their end buried in sand and hoping that it'll all calm down. They don't even realise that, that things are heating up. It's not things are not going to cool down. You might throw quite a few of us in prison. The same thing that happened to Tommy could happen to a lot mm-hmm. of us. Do you think you're going to silence us by doing things like that? All you do is strengthen our cause. So that's what's happening. We'll be such a force to reckon with that you won't be able to pretend that we're not there because the noise will be too much for you. We'll be a tsunami of people. And you will soon know that is coming. That is here now, isn't it, Dave? That's the way I look at it. I was just amazed at the demo yesterday of how many people had turned up at a very short timing, really, within 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, on the Friday, there was a guy that was outside Belmarsh who was protesting. Come Saturday
yep.
evening at 6 o'clock, that evening, there was hundreds of people there. I mean, it's hard to actually speculate how many people were there. But something I'd like to throw out there, anybody that's maybe pilots their own plane or something like that, maybe you can make a banner up and fly it behind your plane on behalf of Tommy and the cause. And that will be, especially over Belmarsh Prison, something like that. Do it. Publicise it. And that's how the message gets out. You know, that's how the world sees these things. So things like that you can do. It's not going to disrupt anything. A little bit of airspace with a free Tommy, political prisoner, 2019. Something like that. It's pretty sweet and simple and have it taken in from the plane, isn't it, Dave? It's been done before. I think they've done it in Australia before, Dave. I think so.
Mm.
Tommy was last away. I think Abby and a few others set something up. So it's just my
yeah.
way of thinking. Also, who was there was Ross Kemp. Now, you've probably heard of Ross Kemp, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, anybody that lives this side of the pond, he used to be in EastEnders. He was one of the Mitchell brothers, if you remember right. He's the one, he does all these documentaries, hardcore documentaries. But anything to if anybody thinks that probably we speak kindly of Tommy, don't forget, you know, that the media don't speak kindly of Tommy, whoever it is. So don't expect him to do anything different to what the mainstream media is. Part of the mainstream media, so don't get your hopes up, guys, because he was there. He was doing a documentary. It was coincidental
mm-hmm.
he was there doing a documentary when Tommy was sent to Belmarsh on Thursday. It's just amazing. Amazing coincidence, Dave.
Well, and also, Jeff, I want to just say real quick that if people want to see, unfiltered by him, pardon me, what was said between this gentleman and Danny Tomo, there are videos out there on Gab and in other places. Folks, you know, if you get on Gab and go to BritFam, I'm sure you'll find it. I saw it there a couple of times, posted a couple of times. So, and who knows? We may actually take the audio from that and play it on this show, just so that we have an unfiltered version of what was said and not something that was cut up and put on a studio floor and jacked up to make Tommy Robinson and the movement look bad. But Jeff, I have to say that I did watch the great coverage of the demo, and it I mean, to say that it was a perfect demo, may be a bit of a stretch, but not by much. I mean, they were very respectful of the prison and what, you know, the prison's procedures. They did not want the prison to put everybody on lockdown because they didn't want that to reflect badly back on Tommy Robinson. You know, they, you know, there was some chanting, there was a little bit of singing, you know, they set off some fireworks. It was, Jeff, from my side of the pond, looking at it, I thought it was a very good demonstration, you know, myself. And as far as I know, no arrests, nobody got hurt. I think it came off quite the success. Yeah.
I think it did as well, you know. And also, we must mention that Tommy, Danny, sort of said a prayer, and I thought that was that went down very well.
Yes.
So that was really good, and it surprised me a little bit because I didn't know if they could do something like that, but it pleased me, and I know any of the listeners or callers out there listen to that. If you feel the same way as I did, I thought it was really, really respectful and very thoughtful. It was great. It was a great demo. There were some great people there. You know, anybody that turned up, it was, you know, they was there for Tommy. That's it. It's not there for anything else but for Tommy. To let him know that even though he's in prison, that he's not forgotten. He can never be forgotten. So I thought it was well done, I think, to everybody. Some were concerned because, as I said to you, Dave, there was a quite a big influx of Muslims or Somali Muslims in the area. So a few people was concerned about it, but it seemed those people that turned up, you know, weren't worried whatever was nearby and this, that and the other. It didn't look like there was any sort of any type of situation. It was well conducted. People was well behaved. Made a lot of noise, but that's what it was all about, to let Tommy know. Old Charlie, put your beak away, to let him know that you know, it's what he wanted. If he's in prison, he wanted people to be outside the prison on Saturday. And Danny Tommy made sure that happened. So there you go. So it's really good.
Back yeah, to, and
Charlie's in my
head
already.
Yeah, well, Charlie, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie is our executive producer, and she does tend to kibitz a little bit during the shows. But we love Charlie, so you know it's all good in the hood. Jeff, if you don't mind, I think this is an opportune moment because we're just about at the top of the hour. The show is going by really fast. To play our SHR Media promos, I just want to tell people who are listening to UBG on EDL on Spreaker.com through the SHR Media Spreaker page there. The Unpleasant Blind Guy page on Spreaker, that this show is broadcast or podcast live at 8:30 p.m. British Summer Time and 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the United States on both Thursdays and Sundays. So you guys who are listening to this right now from the Unpleasant Blind Guy Spreaker page can always come by and, you know, engage in the chat room and listen to us live at those times here on blogtalkradio.com. And for our blogtalkradio.com listeners, guys, we are now associated with the SHR Media Network as a show. And there are many great programs on the SHR Media Network. And we're going to play you guys a few promos. Check these shows out. These are some really good things really being done in the United States because we are a world community, people. Make no mistake. I'm going to go ahead and play these right now. You are listening to the English Defense League radio show.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Hey, this is Michael Wright.
And I'm Shannon Wright.
Join us for The Right Way with Shannon and Mike, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 9 a.m. right here on SHR Media.
Why are they joining us?
For fun things like sports, politics.
Oh, maybe some news and entertainment?
And all kinds of other things.
Money and recipes and events, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, so join us Monday through Thursday, 7 to 9 a.m. here on SHRmedia.com.
From a public locker inside a dilapidated Long Island rail station comes a show designed to piss off liberals using truth, facts, and ridicule. The Lid Radio Show, featuring the conservative voice from the People's Republic of New York, the Lid himself, Jeff Dunnett. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com. At Lid Radio, we fight for the truth, justice, and a good kosher T-bone. If you don't listen, Hillary Clinton might sneak into your bedroom in her house coat late at night and blame you for her election loss. It's the Lid Radio Show with Jeff Dunnett.
It's your business diva here, Melanie Collette. I am inviting you to a front row seat as I discuss some of the most intriguing details of wealth and finance with today's movers and shakers in the world of business. Listen in and discover financial truth on a global, domestic, and household scale. Uncover topics that will impact your wallet today and in the future. Money Talk with Melanie airs Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. East, 2 p.m. West, right here on SHR Media and High Plains Pundit Talk Radio. You can't afford to miss it.
The new show on the SHR Media Network, Sackheads Against Tyranny. On shrmedia.com. Go there quick like a bunny, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, every Wednesday, live and direct on the SHR Media Network. shrmedia.com. Be there.
Broadcasting behind enemy lines in occupied California, a mere 2 miles from the state capital, the Bloviating Zeppelin's Berserk Bobcat Saloon Radio Show can be heard every Tuesday and Thursday night at 8 p.m. Pacific and 11 p.m. Eastern, only on the SHR Media Network. Go to shrmedia.com to listen. You can also watch on the SHR Media Facebook page and the SHR Media YouTube channel. No goldfish were abused in the making of this ad.
Conservative media done right. You're listening to the SHR Media Network.
Welcome back to the English Defense League radio show with your host, Jeff Spider Mitchell, and of course, our executive producer, Charlie. And now, before we get too much farther, just want to give you guys a little bit of information. This is going to be located in our show script here for you guys to look at when you come to blogtalkradio.com and get into our chat, okay? This is information on how to write to Tommy Robinson while he is in prison, okay? You can either write him snail mail, which my guess is that he's going to have big sacks of snail mail brought out with him when he leaves prison this time, just like last time. But you can also write him an email, okay? And I'm going to tell you how to do that before we proceed any further. Jeff will be coming back momentarily. All right. Now, where you can write to Tommy Robinson, one of the first things you need to know is that you're going to need both his name and his prison number. Okay. Now, the name they have for him, this is his, I know this is going to shock you guys, unless you've read every paper in every stupid paper in the UK, all right, is that Tommy's real name is Stephen, Stephen Yaxley Lennon. Now, that's Yaxley, no dash, and then a space, and then Lennon. All right, that's the guy's name. All right, now his prison number is A as in Alpha, 2084, C as in Charlie, our executive producer, and G as in Golf. I'll repeat that. That is prison number A2084CG. All right, that's the basic information you need. When you're using the email link, which I'll read to you in a minute. Now, if you're going to send him a snail mail, you want to send this to HMP Belmarsh. HMP stands for Her Majesty's Prison, all right? And Belmarsh is spelled B-E-L-M-A-R-S-H, all right? And then that's on Western Way, Thamesmead. Now, that is not spelled the way it sounds. You spell it Thamesmead. Okay, that's in London. And the postal code, pardon me, guys, is S as in Sierra, E as in Echo, 28, and then O as in Oscar, E as in Echo, and B as in Bravo. I'll repeat the postal code, SE28OEB. All right, that's if you want to send him snail mail. Now, if you want to send him an email, use his name and his prisoner number, and you'll use that at https://www.emailaprisoner.com. Pardon me, guys. Emailaprisoner.com. Okay. Now, other information regarding Tommy Robinson and updates can be had at tr.news, and Jeff read you that earlier. Okay, so you can go to tr.news and find that out. And also, guys, we did have a little bit of a discussion about this earlier, so I wanted to bring this up. If you want to help Tommy Robinson out financially with his appeal or in any other way, tr.news is a great place to start to find out how to do that. Don't be fooled. Tr.news is probably your best place to begin to get that information. And welcome back, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. I was having a few issues with my internet, realise that it had gone down on me. So apologies for that, Dave. I didn't know myself.
No worries, man. No worries. You know, we're passing along a little bit of info here for the people, so they can get hold of Tommy Robinson. And I think you agree with me that tr.news, especially if they want to help him with money, is probably the first and best place to go. Do you not?
I agree, Dave. Yes, I would say that is the best place. You might hear other people putting out different websites, this, that, and the other, to send money. I would say don't. Be careful. There are people out there, unscrutable people, that will try any type of scam. So just be careful. As I say, TR News is the best place to donate towards his funding or anything like that. Okay, guys, so that you won't send money sending it to someone or some other group that it won't go towards the right cause, and that is, of course, Tommy and his family. That's basically what I say, you know, as I say, that's the best bet if you want to do anything like that. But I think some of the best things you can do is actually, as Dave said, you can email him. The thing that Dave read out to you, or you can actually send snail mail. Snail mail is a great way for Tommy to read what people's thinking, and wishing him well. That take a lot of his time up. That will take a lot of his time up. You know, he said not a lot to do. Then he can spend a lot of time there reading a lot of your letters out there, listeners. So that's what I would say personally. So, Dave, I'm glad you read that out, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, it won't be a problem, Jeff, if you're good with it. That's probably one of the things we'll do on the show until Tommy Robinson is released. And I did a bit of math, a bit of calculation, depending on whether Sundays count as prison days. I'm sure they do. Then we're talking about approximately September the 16th when he'll be out. That, I believe, is a Monday. You guys can check on that yourselves. Not sure, but anyway. That's an approximation. So yeah, we'll be doing that just so that people can write to Mr. Robinson and just let him know that he's not forgotten, that people are thinking about him and wishing him well and saying a prayer for him and whatnot. So, but Jeff, I've got something in here also from Avi Yemeni, who wanted to also let people know. Let people know ways that they can help Tommy Robinson as well. So unless you have something right now, I would like to go ahead and play that with your permission.
Yeah, please go ahead, Dave.
All right, brother. Now, this is going to be about 3 minutes and 10 seconds long, everybody. And this is, excuse me, guys. Sorry about that. This is going to be about 6 minutes and 8 seconds. Okay. And this is Avi Yemeni talking. This was done on the 13th. So this is Farm Fresh. And you guys are listening to the English Defense League radio show. Here we go.
Tommy Robinson was convicted and is now in jail for the outrageous crime of real journalism. Police initially arrested Tommy Robinson in May 2018. For a breach of the peace, and within only 5 hours changed the charges, convicted and sentenced him to 13 months in prison for contempt of court. Of that sentence, Tommy has already served 10 weeks in solitary confinement. But after appealing the case and mass worldwide demonstrations by supporters, even here in Australia, Tommy was finally released from prison. And the highest judge in the land found procedural failings by the judge who originally sentenced him. The Lord Chief Justice stated that the way the case was handled gave rise to unfairness, further determining that the proceedings were fundamentally flawed and ultimately sent the case back to the Attorney General. But not content with the first round of political persecution, the decision to recharge Tommy with an added charge of causing anxiety to the pedophile defendants was made 5 months after the case was referred back to the Attorney General. In his defense, Tommy presented clear evidence that the court had failed to adhere to their own standards regarding reporting restrictions, that he only presented information that was in the public domain, that the trial had itself already ended, granting no possibility of collapsing the trial. Nonetheless, he was found guilty on all three charges and sentenced to 6 months in prison. Shrewdly, the judge knew that with time already served, Tommy would be released on Thursday. So in turn, reactivating an expired 3-month suspended sentence, which yielded a combined 9-month sentence. So with the 138 days counted towards the time served, Tommy Robinson would spend approximately another 10 weeks in prison. But adding insult to injury, Tommy was also ordered to pay for the prosecution's court costs, which is estimated to be upward of £25,000. They're making him pay for his own wrongful convictions and jailing. Let that sink in. This is undeniably political persecution. Tommy Robinson is a political prisoner, and we are witnessing the erosion of the justice system that once made Britain so great. All at the hands of the globalist agenda. But not all is lost. It's important to note that the state only decided to recharge Tommy once he was fully deplatformed, in a hope that the Free Tommy movement that set him free last time isn't going to get reignited. But they got it wrong again, because thousands gathered outside the Old Bailey throughout the proceedings. And since his jailing, activists around the world have started to organise themselves. And being banned from Twitter didn't stop him from trending, with support reaching as far as the son of Israel's Prime Minister. And I want to thank you, Yair Netanyahu, and the family thanks you as well. Unlike last time Tommy was stitched up, this time Tommy was able to get his affairs in order before going to jail. Tommy made sure that TR.news can continue to operate. Danny Tomo and Richard Ingham are in charge of local rallies. And he asked me, which I am honoured to be his and his family's official spokesman, whatever that means. I will ensure to keep you guys updated with every single development and relay any of the messages from both Tommy and his family. Jenna, Tommy's wife, is now going to spend summer raising their beautiful kids without his help. She's putting on a brave face, but after spending only 1 week away from my loved ones, I can't imagine the hell she must be going through right now, especially because there's no way to really know if Tommy's going to get out alive. The state have decided to hold Tommy at Belmarsh Prison, which is the place for the likes of the hook-handed terrorist Abu Hamza, child killer Ian Huntley, and serial pedophile Richard Huckle, who abused children from the ages of 6 months to 12 years old. You know, the worst crimes and criminals, now including contempt of court and Tommy Robinson. Jenna told me that Tommy is in isolation for now, which is supposed to stop him from being murdered. But we all saw the impact on his physical and mental well-being last time he spent 10 weeks in solitary confinement. Tommy and the family wanted me to thank each and every one of you who attended on Thursday, everyone who has supported the appeal, and everyone who has expressed their disgust and outrage online. But many of you have sent me messages asking what you can do. So firstly, you can support his appeal, TommyAppeal.com. You can write to him by either snail mail or email. All the information on how to do that is in the description below. You can become an activist, but make sure when you go out and do something, whether it's make signs, hang them up, take them down the road, send me the photos so I can spread it far and wide and let people know, let the state know that the world is not going to remain silent. You can go to rallies starting with one today outside his prison from 6 to 8 p.m. and be his voice online. Keep talking. Don't let his name, don't let the world forget what's happening to him. Because today it's him, tomorrow it's you. It doesn't matter if you're from the left or right. And last but not least, I'm not a religious man, but I'm going to tell you, please, pray for his safety.
There you are, Jeff, and listeners. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's great to know that Tommy's spokesman for the family. I think it's brilliant that he's given that position. They are really close friends, and Danny Tomo is doing an excellent job. And I see him having an interview with Ross Kemp, and Danny told it how it was. I think very highly of Danny. Lately, he's really come on in strength and strength. I've seen him when there's any trouble. He's preventing things happening. He's really come forth. You know what I mean? He's stepped up. Danny has. And I just see him going from strength to strength. And, you know, everybody involved with, you know, sort of supporting Tommy. Whatever you do, whatever you can do, you're doing something, okay? You might be a bit like me. I don't leave my home too much these days. I find it very difficult. I would love to be on demonstrations with all my patriots and all my friends and supporting Tommy. I support Tommy the way the way that I know, and that is by the radio show, promoting any demos, putting them on all the feeds I possibly can. Normally I send it to Dave and Dave passes it along. It's what we do, it's how we keep, you know, the message pushing on. So there's things that you can do. As I say, there's some important things you can do. You can become an activist. You can join the fray. Okay, you might not want to be, sort of right in the middle of a demonstration and such, but you can do things in the background. There's lots of people do things in the background for the EDL who does things, but because they are pretty well known, you know, they're kept in the background. So you can do a lot of things. We've all said this about the EDL. Don't forget, you are the silent majority out there. You are the silent majority. We see demonstrations and that is the hardcore people that be there, you know, from one demo to another. But we know there's lots and lots of people out there. In fact, you've got global support. We've got a global movement now. You know, all they've done, the stupid thing about these people in power, the nonsense in power, is all they do when they persecute Mr. Robinson, Tommy, basically they just drive people on. The more that you attack Mr. Robinson in any way that you do, his numbers grow. It's like every time you speak about Tommy, you speak about the EDL, our numbers grow. So you just keep, you know, negativity about Mr. Robinson, about his association with the EDL. You know, do it. You do it because we know. We see our website. We see how it grows. From every time something happens like that, you mention us, we appreciate it because to us, it makes us who we are today. That's why we're here. That's why we're still talked about. That's why the world talks about us, because of Mr. Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson started this movement, and we love him dearly for doing that, because it needed someone with better guts, better courage, and that was the man. Especially Kevin as well. Kevin was a part. They set up the EDL together. They said, we do this together. I remember them speaking about it. We do this together. And I know when Tommy came on the show, he said, if I ever leave, we'll do it together. We'll make a decision together. So I always knew if they do it, they do it together. It's a great team. Kevin's a great lad. So... but there you go, Dave. I've been rattling on a little bit, but you know how it goes. But and of course today was a bit different. Today I actually called into a radio show, which I let Dave know, and actually it was quite an interesting radio show. It was a live thing, and I suppose I'll speak about 15-20 minutes or so. Also talked a lot about the EDL, about this great organisation, 10 years strong, and the way that being a patriot is you're classed as a dissident these days, you're a fascist, you're a racist, etc., etc. But, you know, we got so used to it that it means nothing to us. At least we're on the right side of history. Those who speak bad against us are on the wrong side of history. That's the way I look at it. But it was a great chat with a lady I spoke to today, and I'll probably be giving a call next week because it was a great show. And she's really, really nice to talk to, Dave. So it was a good bit of publicity for the radio show, and of course the EDL. As you
there you are, Jeff. Yeah, there you are, Jeff. Well, listen, if you want to call back in, man, it's about that time, and I will play something a little special that you found that you wanted people to hear. in the tradition of Band-Aid and Live Aid and Farm Aid and Kool-Aid. And
give me a minute so I'll get back and listen to it. Okay, give me a minute. I'm just going to cut the call and come back. Okay Dave.
I'll talk out a little bit, man. So guys, Jeff is going to call back in because he needs to. That's how he rolls. Now, again, I'll remind people who are listening to UBG on EDL at the Unpleasant Blind Guy page on Spreaker.com to these shows that are on every day. Except Saturday. My show times, by the way, on that show and on the SHR Media YouTube page are on at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's 6 p.m. British summertime. And that's Monday through Friday. And I'm on at midnight on Saturday, midnight Eastern in the United States. And that's 5 a.m. British summertime in the United States. And I'm also on the Western Free Radio Network. You guys can also get hold of me via social media. All right. I'm UBG Contact on Twitter. I'm also Dave Milner or Agedor, A-G-G-E-D-O-R, on Trump Town, the Tea Party community when it's working, Spreely, Minds, MeWe, and of course, I'm always Agedor on Gab. Now, since Jeff is back with us, we're going to go ahead and play this little thing. This is a little bit of fun, and I think you guys are going to like it. It's just under 3 minutes long. You are listening to the English Defense League Radio Show. Here you go, guys.
Tommy's doing time just for doing journalism. How's that a crime? Muslimics will kill him in prison.
The jails are run by jihadists, so the rules are all Sharia. It's not Britain anymore, it's North Korea.
So spare all you can, send him some PayPal funds. Down with London, this stand. Let's stand up for England.
Don't donate to charities for the victims of abuse. They don't work along racial lines, so they're all no fucking use.
I've not jihadis are built in. I couldn't give a toss.
So throw it all at Tommy's legal costs.
And there won't be blow for Tommy in his prison time.
At best he'll get a cigarette or two.
No chance of getting gear,
cause it's fucking North Korea. Oh yeah, and they'll murder him as well.
So what if they were already on trial, Tommy? Expose those Islamic pedophiles.
Great Britain is fucking North Korea.
career. You know what, though? That Kim Jong-un, he's not so bad. You just gotta get to know him a little.
Free Tommy, let them know it's North Korea. Free Tommy, let them know it's North Korea. Free Tommy, let them know it's North Korea.
Welcome back to the English Defense League Radio Show.
And of course, that was the Active Patriots with a moving tribute to Mr. Tommy Robinson. Excellent guys. I know Alex Jones was there, Katie Hopkins, Paul.
Well, they say they
Paul,
were. It is said
and,
they were.
Many others. Appreciate that. If you can, Dave, if you can post that to some of our friends on their networks, that'd be appreciated.
Already done,
Let's
Jeff.
Let's just give it a good play out there, buddy, yeah?
Yeah, already done, my friend, already done. As I do believe that I've already taken care of that. And you guys can find that on Gab as well. If you look for it, you can find that on Gab as well. So it's out there, and and there you go. A little bit, a bit of fun, just a bit of fun. And of course, as we know, Mohammedans hate fun. So we like to have fun. So there you are.
There's no humor in Islam, so they tell us.
No, there is not.
There is no humor in Islam. There is no music in Islam. It's haram. There is no football in Islam. That's haram. There's no drinking in Islam. That's haram. Anything you like doing to Muslims is haram. It means it's haram. Means it's banned under Sharia law. There you go.
Yeah. I mean, even Jeff, there was this. Now I think this happened in Iran. Guys, you can check on this if you want. But there was just a couple of guys sitting around watching a soccer match in Iran. They were watching a soccer match, or as Jeff calls it, football. And what happened? The moral minders, the police over there, the unofficial police, broke in on them and started beating them. I mean, that is how much fun there is with Islam. It boggles the mind to think that these people will crush the human spirit. And we know that that happened with that song Happy when I think this could have been Iran or Iraq. It was one of those where those three teenagers did this nice video from that song called Happy.
That was Iran as well, Dave. By the way,
and what happened to them? They got arrested. It's not like it was two young men and a young woman, and the young woman was dressed like a businesswoman. She wasn't dressed all scantily or whatever. She was dressed like a businesswoman, and they were doing a little bit of dancing to this. And what did they get for their trouble? They got arrested.
Happy. It was called Happy, and they was imprisoned for it. So, as I said, that's haram. Music's haram in Islam.
Yeah. It is.
If that's what you want, if there's people out there who swayed over to the way of thinking of Islam is your way, I think you need to see a psychiatrist to really, seriously, you've definitely got issues. They say when someone get done doing any evil deeds that they do, stabbing people, whatever, it's mental issues. I would say it plays a big part, I suppose. Being a Muslim, as I've said before, you bang your head on the floor five times a day, 7 days a week. 362 days a year. It would, I suppose, cause you mental issues, wouldn't it, Dave, rattling your brain about like that? Mm. But then, and also to read some of the evilness in the sewers and the Edith and the clan itself,
mm-hmm.
I suppose that would cause you mental issues, wouldn't it, Dave?
Well,
I see what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Islam creates mental issues. There you go.
Well, it does. I mean, when you have an ideology that says, especially in the 21st century, that slavery is okay, all right, and followers of that ideology practicing slavery in several countries around the world, on at least two continents, then yeah, you've got a problem. Now, Jeff, one of the things that we wanted to do, guys, is not to rub your noses in it, but when we do talk about the issues here on the show, we do it out of sincerity. We don't do it because we want to hear our heads buzz, okay? We are sincere about the issues we talk about, and we do research them and things of that nature. So we're not just talking about things out of our hind ends. Now, one of the things that Jeff and Jen earlier, other people who had been on the EDL radio team have brought up over the years is the whole issue of these burqas and niqabs and these basically these decorated trash bags that Islamic women wear over themselves. OK, these what I call them is gang colors because they're not required in the Quran. OK, and one of the things that has always been said, and Jeff has said this, is that you never know who is under these things. And anything could be done under the cover of these burqas and niqabs and things of that nature. Now, found a story. This was some time ago, but it bears talking about here. Okay, found a story by Montgomery from the 24th of June. All right. And this story it has a headline. This is at Breitbart. Okay, you can find this at Breitbart UK. Cons London, attackers arrested in burqas throw acid in man's face. Okay, now that's if you want to go looking for it, that's the story. But we have the story here because. In a lot of cases, Breitbart reads the stories, so we don't have to, which I really love that because I suck at reading stories. But Jeff, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and run this story. It's about 2 3/4 minutes long, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about it. You good on that?
Yeah, go ahead, guys. Cheers.
All right, man. Okay, here we go, guys. You're listening to the English Defense League radio show, and this is a story from Breitbart.
Cons London, attackers dressed in burqas throw acid in man's face. By Jack Montgomery on June 24, 2019. Three people had acid thrown on them in two separate incidents over just a few hours in London, including a market stall vendor targeted by people wearing burqas. Jamil Mourdad was preparing his clothes stall around at 6:40 a.m. on Friday morning at Walthamstow Market when he was assaulted with a corrosive substance. According to a Metropolitan Police spokesman, officers in the London Fire Brigade attended. The man was taken to an East London hospital for treatment. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening, the spokesman added. It is alleged that the victim had been approached by two suspects, both wearing burqas, and had the substance thrown at him before they fled in a waiting car. There have been no arrests and inquiries continue. A binman who was at the scene and gave chase to the attackers said that he was in the cafe having a cup of tea with the boys when Jamil ran in. He added, he was shouting, "I have been attacked by acid." He knew it was acid straight away. I jumped up and went out and I see two people running so I ran after them. They were covered in black burqas. All I could see is the back of them so I couldn't tell if they were men or women. I got to the top of the road and I see them get in a car. They knew where the car was. I managed to get the first three registration numbers, but it was all so quick, and they sped off and that was it. The whole thing lasted around 30 seconds. Where the acid hit the pavement, it was bubbling on the floor, he added. A fellow trader who said he has spoken to the victim's nephew who was in the hospital with him appeared to confirm the burqa story, suggesting that the way the attackers ran, he said, it was not like the way a lady runs, it was like the way a man runs. So it was two people wearing ladies' clothes. They were waiting for him this morning. There was only a few stalls out and they went straight to him, he said. Support for banning the burqa and the niqab, with the latter more common face veil often being erroneously referred to as the burqa, but different from it that it allows a narrow slit for the eyes, while the burqa obscures even these behind a fabric mesh, is high in Britain. However, the garments have acquired something of a protected status after past comments by Tory leadership favorite Boris Johnson likening women who wear it to bank robbers or letterboxes were blown up into a so-called Islamophobia scandal, despite the fact that Johnson said he would not actually support banning the garment. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.
There you go, Jeff. I'm sorry, man, you know, but I had to, I still find that letterbox thing funny. But your comments, sir.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's quite obvious that we're going to see more of that and until they ban it. No doubt about mm-hmm. it. It's no need to be, you know, women fought for years, didn't they, to get women's rights. This is taking them back maybe two or three centuries or maybe six or seven centuries.
The sixth century,
back to
man.
Oppression. So they're not doing, people who wear these black garbs and look like penguins walking about. Yeah, if you find it offensive, too bad. Because I find you totally offensive wearing that crap. It's oppression. You support suppression wearing that. Oppression, should I say. And I make the statement, what you like being oppressed. That's what it sends a message out, Dave. We like being oppressed. We like being beaten by our husbands. We like being shoved around. I'm told what to do, and us only being half of that as a man. Yeah, mm-hmm. We like it. We love this oppression. It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
It's disgusting.
It's hypocritical.
Yeah.
It's stupid. You've got so many of them running away from the country because they can't abide Sharia laws. It's too brutal. And then they come to our home where we live, and they set up a Sharia compliancy thing and have everybody at their beck and call. It's it's astonishing. Sometimes
it
I've
is,
lost
Jeff.
The words when I'm talking about
it. It is, Jeff. And you know, the thing, okay, the hit, and that's all I can think of this as, the actual story, is is that it was some kind of a mob hit. Maybe this guy who ran the stall didn't pay protection or something like that. But this sounds like a classic gang hit, you know. Again, though,
well, it
Jeff,
could be,
you...
Shiite. Yeah. He's a Shiite, and the other was a different sect. It could be something to do with that they pray in two different mosques. Could be a turf war between Muslims. This is what
you
we
never
see.
Know. Yeah, this goes
what
on.
We see
yeah.
in you look at Iraq, places like mm-hmm. that, where you get the turf war between the Shiites and the Sunnis. It's a similar sort of thing that we probably could see over here. So, yeah, I'm not surprised. No, it's just that this is another part of how to attack people without getting caught or evading. Evading capture by doing something like that, you know. And of course it is a national security. There you go.
Said
it how many times we said you can't go into a bank with a crash helmet and a visa on because you get turfed out. You'd be arrested for it. But you can walk in there with a full veil in a bank. You could walk in there to rob the place, couldn't you? Let's be honest. And no security guards would question you. It's ridiculous.
If a security guard.
But that's the state we live in, Dave, isn't it? That is the place we live now. You know, freedom of expression is gone, and it seems like it's the oppressed have got their thing going. And of course, now people are cashing in on it. Yeah, we can do that. We can attack people. We can.
There you are.
Banks are being robbed. Is it? I think in America, they a guy robbed a bank in a burqa, if I remember right. Why go, Dave?
Well, you know, I'll say this, Jeff. You know, it doesn't surprise me that they're using burqas and kneecaps or whatever they are. You know, I just call them trash bags because that's what it looks like. It looks like they, you know, or as you guys call them in the UK, bin liners. You know, it looks like somebody took a dark colored bin liner and just, you know, stuck it over their head. I mean, the only thing missing is the drawstring. And as I said earlier, you know, before I ran the story, this is not required in the Quran. We've heard a few people talk about this who have looked around and studied and tried to find where the Quran requires that women wear the burqa or the niqab. Okay, and it's nowhere in the Quran. This comes down to, in my opinion, gang colors. You know, the gang colors of Islam. That's what it comes down to. That's how I see it. Again, looking through my American lens. Yeah.
I think it says in the Quran, it doesn't say anything about wearing a burqa or anything like that, but I think it says about dressing modestly or something like that. But
you know what,
Jeff, it doesn't say that you got to dress up like a penguin.
Exactly.
Things like that. No.
Precisely.
It's how they've interpreted it and how they've gone along with this. For centuries, there's been women with headscarves on, you know, Romanians. And if you look at Romanian places like that, the women wear headscarves, but not face coverings. That's so medieval, isn't it? But you know what I'm saying, Dave, you know.
Sure.
But that's just, you wouldn't take no notice, would you? You know, sometimes you see a gypsy and they got headscarves and things like that. It's something, it's their culture, so you've never really taken much notice. It's when you see the full, you know, them looking like, as you say, a bag of rubbish or a penguin, then there's something really wrong. I mean, not only that, it can be very intimidating for children, can't it? You know, sort of seeing these strange people wearing this scarf. Yeah, okay, but now we had the goyas or whatever they call themselves, the weird lot, you know what I mean? And sort of dressed, look like vampires and things like, you know what I'm talking about, Dave. I can't think what they're bloody called now.
Sure, I do, brother.
You've always had people doing things individually or a group thing. But this is, it's all about oppression. You know, when I see people dress up weird like the, is it goyas or what they call them? When it's all dressed in black, you know, they really freak him.
Now I think I know what you're talking about. Goth people, Jeff. G-O-T-H, goth people,
expressing themselves, doing their own thing. It's been their own. They're being created. I understand that. I mean, I was a mod. I was a skinhead back in the day. It was me expressing the way that I felt. I loved the music at the time. I've always loved reggae. At the time, Tamla Motown, and I dressed the way that we used to dress then. You know, once I was a mod, and then I became a skinhead. After serving a bit of time, I hate the haircut, so I had it all chopped off, as you do. but this way has got nothing to do with young people. This is to do with total oppression, very, very dark, and it's ideology. That's the only thing I can explain. It's not about... people, you know, expressing themselves, individuality, it's got nothing to do with that, is it, Dave?
I've always seen the
people express themselves. I know you have, Dave.
Certainly.
You know, but there's things like that where it's nothing to do with expressing. It's about making a statement about, really, to me, it's an expression about oppression, Dave. I don't know how you look at it,
mate. Well, these third wave feminists, I guess you call them or whatever, are always talking about the patriarchy and all this kind of stuff and going on and on about it. But they never seem to talk about it when it comes to Islam and what Islam does to women. And that's really why I have to say, Jeff, as much as I love, talking to women and, as much as I love, doing other stuff with women, with their permission, of course, and all of that. Okay. I love women. Okay, but the feminist movement, when they begin going on and on about the patriarchy and all this stuff, and then they don't address Islam, all right, then I'm sorry, man, but I can't take them seriously as a movement because they're not covering everything. Sure, they're going after Christians, because they know that Christians aren't going to try and cut their heads off. Ladies, if you want to be truly taken seriously, then you need to apply your standards to everybody. Okay, and banning the burqa and the niqab is the first place to go to do that. That's how I see it, brother.
Yeah, but as you know, they're totally hypocrites. That they won't do it. As I say, they're too scared to, Dave. They're intimidated by it. They're not the Emily Pankhurst of the day, not these days. I mean, they just haven't got that guts like Emily had back in the day to do all the things that they did. The women's movement back in the day was pretty strong, Dave, and they took a lot of stick as well. Take it from me before they gained their, the vote, the women's vote. And God bless them.
Oh, yeah.
God bless them, Dave. You know what I mean? But these the women today, that type who calls himself, that the name of women's, women's rights and that, they're hypocrites. They're very silent. They have been for. There's too much time gone by to even say how long, because it's just they've never said anything about it. They've never spoke up about it, have they? Ever. I've never known them to, anyway.
Do you guys? So, Michelle Wallace was talking about this years ago in matters regarding her daughter and Mohammedans outside of this, I think it was a recreation center in Canada, handing out these flyers talking about how it was a good thing to beat your wife. And she and Michelle Wallace tried to call up the women's, the women's advocacy groups in Canada and asking them, okay, what are you guys doing about this? And basically they fobbed her off and then finally just hung up on her. And I think that says everything that you need to know about this. But here's the good news, Jeff, and I think you'll agree with this. Just before we get into final thoughts, because the clock is running. But the good news is, people, if we all get together and recognize that Islam is an oppressive ideology, if we drop all of this left-wing narcissism and all this other stuff and just come to terms with the facts that are presented in the Quran and the Hadith and the Sirahs about the oppression of women, the oppression of gays, the oppression of non-Muslims, okay, and begin dealing with the ideology of Islam on that basis as an ideology, not as a religion, we can and we will prevail. I mean, we know we win in the end. So you might as well join in now. Even
anybody that's oppressed, Dave, always ends up fighting it and defeating it. It's what people have done for since humanity's been around, Dave. They put up with it. They are very tolerant towards it until it comes to a stage where it just becomes unbearable, and then, you know, people decide to take things in their own hands. I mean, and that's what we will see. If they think that the ones who oppress us now, our evil government, the tyrannical government, thinks they can carry on in the way that they've been doing, you know, this is not, they've got to realise they're not going to be around for very long now. Their time of the tyrannical stuff, this crap, this political correctness crap, is going to be gone soon. So just do what you can at the moment, because it's going to be taken away from you. I guarantee you that it'll be taken away. And I do believe this is the year of the Patriots. So just bear that in mind. Maybe you ought to start planning maybe a future destination away from this country. And I'd say no more. I think they should have their passports ready to go. Time's ticking down for them, Dave. But that's just me. That's just me.
Understood, Jeff. Yeah, understood. Well,
but
you know,
Dave,
what, man?
Once again, this show
is...
where's the time going, mate? I've always said this.
Yeah.
It's like a blur, isn't it? Once we're we start talking about some of the issues, which we covered greatly and expanded quite a bit tonight. You know, and the time just runs away. Before we know it, we're coming down to saying, right, Dave, your final thoughts, and where can people catch up with you during the week? And that's what we're saying now, Dave. Where's the time gone? And over to you, pal, for your final thoughts and where the great listeners can find you during the week.
Well, Jeff, you know, it has been a great show, and you know, that's the thing, is we definitely have covered a lot of good issues involving Tommy Robinson and some other stuff that we have been needing to cover, and just expanding on it, guys. You can hear more of this from us as we go on, because we're going to do our best to tell you the truth. And we're not going to do it just to hear ourselves talk. But if you want to get hold of me, you know, told you how to do that. You can get hold of me at UBG Contact on Twitter. You know, I'm still there for now anyway. Or I'm Dave Milner or Agedor, AGGEDOR, on Trump Town, the Tea Party community when it's up, Spreely, Minds, MeWe. And, of course, I'm always Agedor on Gab. Now, my show is... on the Unpleasant Blind Guy page at Spreaker.com. That runs through SHR Media. Okay, and the show times again are 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and that's 6 p.m. British Summer Time. And at 12 a.m., pardon me, on Saturday, that's 5 a.m. British Summer Time. And I'm also on the SHR Media YouTube page and the Western Free Radio Network. So come and check it out. We're, you know, I'm going to do little specials and things here and there once in a while and everything. But you can also hear this show through there in little about 30-minute or so bites each day. It's a new show, so you can get a little bit more of what we do. All right? And it's a little bit more manageable source. And for the people who are listening... at shrmedia.com on the Unpleasant Blind Guy Spreaker page. This show, the English Men's League Radio Show, is podcast live at 8:30 p.m. British Summer Time, and that's 3:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the United States, and that is on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So do come by, be in the chat, join us. And I just like to say, Jeff, it's an honor and a pleasure to work with you. And Jan, I know you're out there working hard. Love you, girl. To the foot soldiers, angels, and patriots, Brexiteers, Yellow Vesters, supporters of Tommy Robinson, and global patriots out there, be blessed. No surrender ever. Back to you, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. Great, as I say, great final thoughts, and you have a lot to get through when you read it, when you're speaking about different places that you take.
Yeah.
It's quite a few places.
Well, it goes back and forth.
It's all good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can find, you still find me on Facebook if you need to check me out. Same Dave, I'm on Gab, I'm on MeWe, Parler, Telegram, yeah, I'm Telegram. Dave's trying to set up Telegram at the moment. And there's a couple more, isn't there? So, yeah, be like
yes,
us, be a moving target, you know, so the lefties can't home in on different places where you are. Keep on the move, and that's it. You know, people soon find you. So that's what we tend to do, don't we, Dave? But once again, Dave, thank you very much. Great slides tonight, by the way. Thank you very much. A great scripting as well. I'm glad you've got that address. The Charisma Tommy is at the moment. You've got the whole thing there on our page here, so you can always check that out. And that'll be there until Tommy's released. So, you know, it'll be week in, week out, we'll have that there. So for myself and Dave from Jan, who's probably busy working this evening, bless you, Jan, all the great works that you do, lady. And, of course, the great organisation, our media team out there, who does an awesome job. God bless you guys. And all the patriots, our global patriots, you take care, you stay safe, God bless you all, and no surrender ever. And we'll see you again this Thursday. Cheers, guys. No surrender.
Good night, Jeff.
Ever.
Good night, everybody.
Good night,
my say, my life. People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see the fine things happening here today. A show of strength with your five brigade. And I'm so happy and you're so fine. You want more money, of course, and don't mind. My New Zealand test was for Tommy's friends. And the public gets what the public wants. But I want nothing. Pleasure as I hate me, I've been enough already on my fate. People might need some tension to relax me. I'm too busy dodging through your flat. 2 years of what you get. You made your bed, you better lie in it. You choose your leader to place your trust. And the lies will shut down and their promises run. You'll be killing machines with paper rockets and guns. And the public wants what the public gets. But I don't give up. Fight, shoot, stop, my TV screen. I did fight, shout, fight, shoot, fight.
haven't done that for a little while. Still got 20 seconds or 25 seconds left of the show, so that's good that we've completed the show tonight with a few seconds spare, Dave, isn't it? That's great. Yeah, down to 12 seconds. Yeah, it's just to tell me you could 12 seconds go. So we're down to about 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And that's it. That's the end of the live transmission tonight. But I've got to thank Dave for putting some great slides together and the great scripting for this evening, ladies and gentlemen. So we will be keeping you up to speed with what goes on with Tommy. If we hear anything, I will let Dave know. If something comes untoward or whatever, I would put on a show during the week, but I would let you know if something you need to know about. I would get in touch with Dave, and then we would put a show together for, you know, apart from our normal days, Thursday and Sunday. If something comes up during the week, I might just do, that's a show. You know, maybe a day before or a couple of days before, it depends. So that's something I wanted to mention to the listeners out there. And so anyway, once again, the show's gone so quick tonight, but we will catch you again, I'll see you all again this Thursday, myself and Dave. Hopefully we might see Jan. You know, she's very busy lady, but it's always a blessing to see her. So with that, myself and Dave and everybody involved with the English Defence League radio show and our great organisation, and please check out our website, www.englishdefenceleague.org.uk. It's a great website. Anyway, good night, ladies and gentlemen. This is the English Defence League radio show, signing off for tonight. Yes, we'll see you again this Thursday. And please, please be vigilant out there. Okay, guys, just be vigilant. No surrender. No surrender ever. Good night, everybody.